No kingdom without a king. What's a king? Hard to find one nowadays. What is the dynamic equivalent? Well, there's always the Bible. Mostly the kings in the Bible, and they're a pretty bad lot. Even the best of them, loads of them there, even the best of them was a murderer to cover up his adultery. The more slain, the better king. Saul has slain his thousands, and David his 10,000s. When Matthew has recapitulated the history of the Abraham and David crowd, three parts, no king, king, no king, then where is he who is born king of the Jews, issuing out of what the Lord had been having as his people? A king is born. Funny sort of king. They all were looking for a king to slay their foes and lift them high. Thou camest a little baby thing that made a woman cry. When he came to Zion, riding a royal donkey, he had no sword and no bottom line to back him. When Peter thought he'd help with his sword, King Jesus told him to put the pitiful thing away. No sword could help the sort of king he is. He was on his way to his investiture, coronation, and his enthronement, there proclaimed Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. King not by coming down from the cross, but by dying there. That is the Redeemer King, who gave his life a ransom for many. Never ever such a king as he is, such is then also his kingdom. Do you live in his kingdom? That is, do you live where Jesus is king? He bids us pray his prayer, that may be so. Of course, he doesn't snap into being king when we check in with our prayers. He's going on being king all the time. And he would draw us into the strength and joy of that fact. Our lives going on where Jesus is king. His kinging us comes only as his gift, as a gift from him, that is then joyful and sure. Faith can only be given to, as we heard last week, when our Lord teaches us to pray in the way of petitions, he gives us how faith prays. Faith that is nothing but given to. Let your being king be gift for us throughout this day and every day. The kingdom of God comes indeed without our prayer of itself, but we pray in this petition that it may come unto us also. Only as the gift is surely delivered is it surely ours. The Lord does that delivery with his words, which deliver what they say, for they are the Holy Spirit's words. And his work with the words is that what the words deliver is received as a gift. Enlivening words, enlivening gifts, which work their way enliveningly out into our lives. Try to clutch and hold them inside yourself, and you destroy them as gifts and yourself as well. As gifts, their momentum carries us through our little death as well. The nothing but given to life of faith is the godly life, which gladly goes on where Jesus is king. How is this done? When our Heavenly Father gives us his Holy Spirit, so that by his grace we believe his holy word and lead a godly life here in time, and hereafter in eternity. Heaven will show our King's answers to this petition. more bountiful than we can ever now imagine. As he pulls his gifts given into us to his use, flowing on from us to others, his holy words. As the Large Catechism says, that many may come into the kingdom of grace and become partakers of salvation, so that we may all remain together eternally in his kingdom, which is already going on among us. Great petitions with thee bring, for thou comest to a king. As we confess with the Large Catechism, he claims the honor of giving far more abundantly and freely than anyone can imagine, like an eternal, inexhaustible fountain, which the more it gushes forth and overflows, the more it goes on giving and giving. Amen.